It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Verrett.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Summer-like weather lasted a long time this year, with September feeling like a summer month in the Midwest. Neighboring Minnesota recently logged its warmest September since they started keeping track in 1873.
And Wisconsin kicked off September with record heat days in communities around the state and logged a lot of 80-degree days in the remainder of the month.
What's been driving the hot fall weather, and what does it mean for Wisconsinites?
Chris is the Wisconsin State climatologist and a senior scientist for the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies Center for Climatic Research. He co-directs the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts. Steve, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Rob and Kate. Good to be with you.
Steve, across the Midwest here in Wisconsin, we had all these 80-degree days in September. It felt abnormal to me. Was my perception right? Was this a weird September?
It was a very weird September. In fact, the preliminary data indicate that this was probably the third warmest September on record in Wisconsin and among the 10 driest. And that data go back all the way to the 1890s.
And what is it that made this happen? How much do we point the finger at climate change? How much do we point the finger at El Nino? How much at statistical variation, I guess?
Well, usually these things are a combination of factors, and this is no exception. One long-term factor, of course, is the warming climate. So all of our seasons are getting warmer, and so a warm September in that sense is not unusual. But the magnitude of this was certainly unusual, and a lot of that was caused by a circulation pattern that was very favorable for warm, dry weather. We had an unusually persistent high pressure located in eastern Canada, and that was blocking the rain-bearing weather systems that normally move in here. And it was also drawing down dry air into Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, much like last summer's drought pattern, in fact.
Okay, that's the causes. You do a lot of work on consequences. People might look and say, oh, warmer September, great, more summertime weather, things like that. What are some of the consequences you worry about when we have all these abnormal warm days through the fall?
Well, one thing that's become a concern around Wisconsin is drought. It was not on our radar at all earlier in the summer when we were overly soggy. But since then, there's been a gradual drying trend, and it was really accentuated in September. And now in the northern half of the state, and the Northeast in particular, drought has really emerged. And in fact, severe drought has now been classified for Northeast Wisconsin. Some places up there haven't received any significant rainfall in over a month. I was just in Door County over the weekend, and I was alarmed by how dry it's become up there.
Okay, wet weather, then a big drought. But also, people might say, okay, well, we've got a longer growing season now in Wisconsin, right? If it's going to stay warm through September and into October, we're seeing even some 80s coming up later this week. But if I'm a farmer, for example, I don't know from year to year if that growing season is going to keep going, right? The unpredictability of it is a problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so in many ways, this September has been favorable for farming. It's certainly been good for harvesting. It's been so dry. We haven't contended with early frosts, but this heightened risk of fire is very real. And that's a concern for farmers. And in the big picture, we're seeing more of this boom or bust precipitation cycle. Going back to last year, when we started with record wetness the first few months, and then we had a major drought. This year, we started with a drought, and then we became really wet, had some record flooding, and now we're back to drought again. So this is very hard for anyone to plan for, including farmers, and it appears that this is probably one symptom of climate change.
I don't want to beat precipitation to the ground here, but I feel like if I looked for 2024 total, Steve, it would look like a pretty average year of rainfall, but as you've been talking about, lots and lots of rain early in the growing season, basically drought in the second half. Why? What has driven, we've been talking about drove the heat, what do we know about why all the rain concentrated in that first half of the season?
Well, when we have these really extreme patterns, whether too wet or too dry, too warm or too cold, the culprit in the near term is usually a circulation pattern that's unusual. And this was not, this is no exception this year. So we had a very favorable flow pattern in the spring for rainfall. We were getting a lot of rainfall coming up off the Gulf of Mexico, plenty of moisture into the Great Lakes. And then suddenly we switched to this very different circulation pattern with high pressure to our northeast and bringing down this warm, dry air mass. So, you know, it's sort of a proximate cause. And then the long term, in terms of the warming trend, that's definitely climate change. So, for instance, we had a record warm winter last year. That's probably due to a combination of warming climate on one hand and also the very strong El Nino we had on the other, which typically produces mild winters in the upper Midwest.
We're talking to Steve Vavras, Wisconsin State climatologist, senior scientist for the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies, Center for Climatic Research, co-director of the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts. Winter coming here. Steve, you are part of the work you do is tracking our long-term snowfall trends here in Wisconsin. What kind of things are you tracking?
The snowfall record in Wisconsin is very interesting and somewhat puzzling. We have records going back to about the early 1890s. And if you just take the record at face value, you would think, wow, Wisconsin's really becoming a lot snowier than it used to be. On average, about a foot more snowfall in a season than we used to see. But there are reasons to question that, because the way snowfall is measured nowadays is different than in the past, and in such a way that it would tend to produce heavier amounts that are recorded compared with years ago. And so our state climatology office is trying to parse this out and really assess the record and figure out, are we really seeing an increase in snowfall, or is it just an artifact of how it's measured?
We'll leave it there now, Steve. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
That's Steve Vavras, Wisconsin State climatologist, looking at a warmer than usual September, a very strange season as well for precipitation.